If you look at a package of strawberries this time of year, you may see that it came from Florida. But March is a pivotal time in the strawberry world. It's when production shifts westward to California. So in Florida, thousands of men and women who pick strawberries are starting to move on to other work. NPR's Dan Charles has been reporting on seasonal foods and the workers who harvest them.
I find Carlos Torres alongside a field just south of Plant City, Florida. Behind him, I see long green rows of strawberry bushes hugging the ground. Dozens of men and women dressed in hats and long sleeves to shield them from the sun move down the rows. They place the fragile berries carefully, red side up, into plastic clamshell packages ready for the supermarket.
A lot of bending over all day long.
All day long. All day long. Hard on the back. That's why my prop is up to him. It ain't easy. Not everybody can do it.
Torres is the crew leader here. He works for Foxy, a big strawberry grower, and his job is to find these workers and make sure they're here every day.
My boss came and told me yesterday, he said, Carlos, right now, you're probably the only crew leader I know that keeps 60, 70 people. Everybody else got 20, 10, 15. He said, I don't know what you're doing, but just keep doing it.
So what do you do? What's your secret?
Treat them good. You treat them real good, with respect and all, and they'll stay for you and work for you.
This work and these people have shaped Plant City. The town calls itself the winter strawberry capital of the world. Thousands of workers gather here to pick strawberries in huge fields, all within about 10 miles of this one. And every year, as winter gives way to spring, the town celebrates the harvest with a huge festival. There's a parade with marching bands and a strawberry queen. Gary Wishnatsky owns Wish Farms, a big strawberry grower and packer here. His grandfather moved to Plant City from New York City in 1929.
In those years, there was no other source of winter strawberries.
The Wishnatskys have been selling them to freezing northerners ever since.
It's been a luxury item throughout the years. There's always been some people that could afford them, even in the Great Depression.
The Florida season started slowly this year. The weather was too hot. Now, finally, the bushes are producing a flood. Yet, weirdly, this is the time of year when Florida's strawberry growers start to shut down this bountiful harvest. They spray some fields with herbicides to kill off the plants. Dustin Grooms, another big strawberry grower here, says one reason is there can be so many berries that farmers don't have enough workers to pick them. The berries get overripe, and then they're worthless.
There's fields today right now that they've already terminated because they couldn't keep up.
But there's another reason for this, too. California. California has come to dominate the American strawberry business. And when California's berries start to hit the market, as they're doing right now, the price drops. At some point, it's no longer profitable to pick these berries.
There's a magic number, you know, it takes to pick a strawberry flat. And once it goes under that magic number, there's no need to flood the market with cheap berries.
So Plant City is shifting gears. Growers are thinking about their next crop, maybe squash or melons. And those thousands of strawberry pickers also are getting ready to move on. I meet several of these workers at their children's preschool. They say they'll try to find work nearby for a few more months until the end of the school year. But each job won't last as long. Some weeks there may be no work at all. Carmelo Zeffirina says he'll soon be planting watermelon and cantaloupes.
After that, we rest maybe a week or two. Then the blueberry picking begins, which lasts until May, and then we pick tomatoes, and then we head north.
Lourdes Villanueva, director of farm worker advocacy for the Redlands Christian Migrant Association, says this movement from job to job is like a dance, and you have to move in step with the crops.
If you don't leave when you're supposed to, everything's already taken. So then you have to move on farther up north or to different crops.
But the workers usually stick with what they know.
Most of the workers specialize in certain things. Many people think that, oh, well, you pick strawberries, you pick oranges, you pick whatever. Like, no, they're very different.
When Villanueva was growing up, her family knocked on farmers' doors to find work. But farms are bigger now, and workers typically deal with middlemen, like crew leaders. Or they follow independent labor contractors who take them from one job to the next. Bernarda Chavez, her husband, and their two children follow their labor contractor from here to North Carolina and on to Michigan. And when the weather turns cold up north, they'll be back here picking strawberries. Dan Charles, NPR News.